Sunday Meditation, April 21st, 2002. The question today has to do with opening the heart and the center of love in our daily round of activities. Each of us, from time to time, has found ways of accessing this energy of compassion. We've had insights, prolonged experiences of one kind or another that have let us know that there is an energy there. We would like Lacroix to give us kind of maybe an overview of how this process of opening the heart is really accomplished by those of us who live here in the third density, still behind the veil of forgetting, still trying to discover the unity with all things. So we would appreciate anything Lacroix would have to say about how we go about opening our heart centers and carrying that love with us into our daily round of activities.
We are those known to you as Ikuo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we are. It is our privilege and our pleasure to be called to your circle of seeking. And we thank each of you for the room that you have made in your life to ask for and to welcome. These questions, the seeking, and the possibilities of new life. It is a great blessing to us to be called to your group by this energy, for it is our form of service at this time. And because of your dedication, we are able to do what we came to the inner planes of your planet to offer. And this is our greatest blessing, for we too are those who seek to be of service and to share our hearts. We are happy to share our opinion and ask only that each of you monitor that which we say, asking of yourself that you keep only those things which resonate to you on a personal level, and do not view us as authorities. For you are that one unique person that knows what the truth is for you. And we would not wish to put a stumbling block in your way. You ask how to find the way back to the open heart when you have gone away. We would step back from this question and ask you to come with us in an envisioning of the beginnings of your creation. That which the Creator expressed when this intelligent infinity burst forth in the infinite number of sparks each of which contained the stuff of the Creator in a holographic form, and each of which was sent out to collect information. Beings of light, beings of love, beings of infinity. You are citizens of an eternal universe that expresses itself at this time in illusion upon illusion upon illusion. Each of these illusions set in place an exquisite regularity discrimination and fastidious arrangement offering experience after experience designed to create environments in which these sparks of creatorship would become progressively more and more articulated, expressive, and unique. What does the Creator hope for from you? But that you be yourself. And that in exploring what the self is in an ever more profound sense, you come to experiences with your whole self. And allow them to affect you. A Creator's interest is in learning more about itself. And each of you is as the detective on that same path of discovery and transformation into ever more authentic versions of you. For in cameo, in small, you are the microcosm that the Creator is the macrocosm of. Each of you contains that jewel that is perfect. But each of you has gone through incarnation upon incarnation in which you have been colored by experience. It is as though each of you has come through the refining fire that has progressively clarified and refined your nature so that you are ever a little more able to see that which is truly you. Your responsibility to the Creator then begins with being who you are, not striving, not making efforts, but indeed letting go and releasing that which is not you. This instrument experiences constantly the journey from the center of self as perceived by the self. Outward towards the expressions of outer experience, becoming entranced by various things of the illusion. And finding the self dissatisfied with that position, that state of awareness, that experience of self. And cycling back into the heart of self by choice, by the techniques of momentary prayer, remembering who she is, why she is here, what she hopes to express through her presence. There is no one within the energies of your third density world that remains at all times in a perfect state of self-awareness. Truly, this is not the reason for which you took form within the earth world. Indeed, each of you came specifically to be thrown off balance, to be confused, to be puzzled, even to be in distress and to suffer. For you knew before incarnation of the great opportunity that one has only within the illusion, in which it cannot be seen or proven that spirit exists, much less that it is a transcendent state, which in fact governs the illusion. You are not here to be masters of this illusion, but rather to be confused and puzzled and foolish and wrong. And in the process of the scramble and the struggle, that ore which you bring into manifestation with the embedded gems of creatorship hidden within it is offered the refining process of your earth. And in that friction and suffering, you are processing this confusion and this suffering in ways that create great beauty. As your emotions stabilize, deepen, and purify themselves through the hard-won experience of all the confusion and suffering. Certainly, it is to be hoped that more and more of your experience within the illusion is able to take on that centered feeling which graces and blesses all environments with a beauty that comes from within. But the concept of remaining centered at all times sets up for entities such as this instrument the incorrect idea of coming up to a standard or being considered inadequate. And we would not suggest in any way, by what we are saying, that any state of mind is inadequate or wrong. Precisely what you feel is that which is right for you. Yet you are creators. You are those who have all of the infinite resources of that spiritual part of self that has nothing to do with the illusion. You are people of magic and power. And you can, as this instrument was saying earlier, dream a new present for yourself and envision a new future. You can use techniques that allow you to release old pain and embrace the present and the future with confidence. Perhaps we would say there is a secret to coming into the open heart once again. The secret is buried in each religion. And we encourage each to play with and sense into the various religious and mythical systems to find those images and icons of the Creator that pierce your heart. For this particular instrument, that image is that of Jesus Christ. Whatever your image of unconditional and sacrificial love, the secret is to know in the deepest part of your soul that who you really are is the Creator. So that moving into the open heart is a matter of coming home. There is a home within your heart that this instrument would call the sanctuary, or the sanctum sanctorum, the holy of holies, the inner temple of self. You might consider it as a room that is locked against casual visitors, even yourself. The key that unlocks this door is silence. There is the momentary stopping of the voice within. The coming into the silence of sacredness. And once there, within the heart, you are in a tabernacle with the Creator. And you may sit and rest. And even as this instrument often does, picture the self crawling into the lap of the Creator and resting against that comfortable, strong breast. For the Creator has a very deep and infinite love of you and is waiting for you in every moment of every day, hoping
and rejoicing when you do come home. One of this instrument's catchphrases is, Christ is the I of me. In the cosmic sense, whatever your belief system, unconditional love is not something for which you need to strive, because at the very center of yourself, the truth of yourself is the same shining, unconditional love. When all other things of the self are released, this is your truth. This is your nature. This is your being and your essence. And your outer personality becomes as a pane of glass, clear, transparent, and able to let the light shine through. The day has many moments. Many common and ordinary chores. And we would suggest to you that you investigate each of these moments as if all were new, and re-experience those common things of life. For they are full of light. They are open energies which include always that energy of bliss and peace. Again and again, this instrument has asked through the last months, what is peace? For each day, there is a peace meditation. And this instrument and the one known as Jim sit in silence, visualizing Earth being healed and being brought to a state of peace. And so each night since that date in September of last year, there has been this exercise of asking once again, show us the ways of peace. And as the energies begin to consolidate about this daily peace meditation, what this instrument is discovering is that peace is already established within the heart of self. We each know the ways of peace. Each of you knows what it is to love with every fiber of your being, to be open, flowing channels for the love and the light that is the essence of the Creator. Wisdom is not out there. Wisdom is not that which needs to be grasped for. Wisdom is that which comes in the moment when there is, at last, willingness and the humility that allows the self to release all the preconceptions and all of what the one known as Jerry was speaking of as the old ways. Is there anything wrong with old ways? We would say certainly not. What there are unending variations in pattern. Each time that you do a day, you are creating one set of ripples in the ocean of common being. And that which you think, and that which you do, and that which you envision for that day is your expression of beauty and essence that you give as a gift to the common race of humankind and to the energies of planet Earth, of which you all are stewards. You cannot see the effects of that day. Just as ripples move into the ocean and finally fetch up on a distant shore, you do not know what you have done. The joy of it is in the doing, not in the results. The gift of the day and of life is a gift to the future, and others will reap those seeds that you now sow with your being this day. Each day is a brand new gift, a brand new life, a new opportunity to be you. And to find the most creative ways to love. Before we leave this instrument, we would like to say something about this love. When you talk about coming back to the open heart, each of you is perhaps thinking mostly about how you can serve other entities, for that is your energy and your hope, service to others. And yet, how essential it is that you retain the energies to give to the self that love which you hope to give to others. And to do that before you attempt to give to others. It is as though each of you wishes to beautify the lives of others while leaving at home that self within that is as the neglected child. In this instrument's holy works, the direction is to love others as you love the self. It is important to remember to love the self. This is not selfish, nor is work done to untangle the threads that keep you from loving yourself. Selfish. It is important work. It is work that will probably need to be kept up day after day, ministering to yourself with the same joy that you minister to others. Each of you has seen how easy it is to forgive others, but we ask you to forgive yourself in just that way, for all perceived faults. Not attempting simply to ignore those faults. You have a mind and a power of analysis. You have techniques and resources that you can use to work with yourself. And we are happy to speak with you about those.
each of you needs somewhat different ways in order to work upon various distortions that you have picked up, places where you are holding energy against yourself, so that your energy is not flowing into the heart and through the heart in full measure. As the one known as Romy said, in the great urge to get into the heart and to do work in consciousness, often that self that is expressing in the lower energy centers is simply left behind. What are your issues? Are they diet? Are they exercise? Are they emotional healing? Are they moving back into an abandoned and lonely childhood and bringing that child into the heart and giving it the love that was not perceived in the young days of that soul? Whatever your issues are, honor them, respect them, and minister to yourself. It is not selfish. It is needed work in order to free you up to be that essentially joyful self that you already are when you are not burdened with concern. We cannot take the concerns of the day and suggest to you that they not be attended to. We can only suggest that there is a rhythm, a harmony, and a dance surrounding the energies of all things, no matter how seemingly mundane. When the image of the self is as the dancer instead of as the bumbler, then even falling down is part of the dance. Even dropping everything, even the cat's exploration of gravity in the other room has occurred during this meditation, making great noise and clatter, becomes a perfection of its own. And the dance into the kitchen after the meditation to retrieve the tray and retrieve the broken cutlery and the broken glass is simply part of the dance of being for this day. It too shall be put to bed, and a new day shall dawn. Cherish and protect your sweet, sweet essence of self. For each of you truly is a child of the Creator. We thank you for this energy and this question. And at this time, we would open the meeting to further questions by transferring this contact to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those known to you as Nicole.
And greet each once again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to ask if there may be any further queries of a shorter nature to which we may speak. Is there another query at this time?
Here to be of service to others. What are the others here for?
I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my man. Each seeks to serve the Creator and each other entity that it meets in the daily round of activities. This is true for those who are seeking to be of service on the positively oriented path, that path of radiance, that path of that which is. As you are aware, there are some few who seek to serve the self and who seek to manipulate other selves to serve the self as well. However, since all beings are portions of the One Creator, even these who seek upon the negative path serve the One, for there is no other. Is there another query, my friend?
Not right now, thanks.
And we thank you, my friend. Is there another query at this time?
I'd like to ask about this idea of the envisioning of a road between third and fourth entities. I've had a lot of guidance about that recently. From your point of view, is this a good way to think about serving in the next decade? Or is the concept of building a road into the next density an inadequate picture or a vision?
I am aware of your query, my sister. We feel that your image of constructing a road, a path by which those who seek love and seek to serve the Creator in all, is indeed a most adequate image to envision at this time in your spiritual evolution. We give this instrument the picture from your tarot images of the fool who seems to walk off the cliff and who is momentarily suspended in midair. As the seeker of truth moves along the path of spiritual seeking, many times this is the image which functions well to describe this journey. For when one seeks beyond what the world about you recognizes as real, then there is that magic of the thinking and the acting to follow the thinking, which creates the sure fundament under the foot as it is placed foolishly upon the path. And we say foolishly, for many will feel that it is foolish to seek to love all beings, for is there not evil in this world? That it is foolish to move intuitively in a world where reason wrests its reward from all. That it is foolish to seek to give the self full of love to those whom you do not know. And yet, my friends, is it foolish to love the Creator that you have not yet met? Is it foolish to seek the heart of love when love is that force which has created all that there is? Is it foolish to walk upon the dusty trail of the seeker of truth when that trail so often seems isolated and alone, yet when explored fully, is filled with fellow seekers and pilgrims who walk that same trail and who seek in the same vein to love without end, to give without stint, and to be in harmony with all that is? Yes, you build a road. It is a road that is made of things not of this world, but of those principles and qualities that are the center of the heart of a creator of love. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you. That was wonderful.
I am qualified. We thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Kind of follow on Carlos, as you've seen this world up to now, and as we go from third to fourth density, what kind of changes and trends do you see from your perspective?
I am aware of your query, my friend. As we look upon your Earth world at this time, it is our privilege to witness to the growing of light within the hearts of those who have previously felt no urge to seek in this manner. For the events of your days, these latter days of third density upon planet Earth, have served and will serve as catalysts to bring forth that which is the highest and the best from the hearts of those who are beginning to sense there is more to this life than meets their everyday eye. There is within many people at this time the beginning of questioning those values which have long been held, and which have held entities long within a certain restricted way of thinking and of being. When it seems that there is less security within a world filled with a desire for security, then it is that there is the seeking of that which is true, firm, sure, and dependable. This brings the hearty seeker back to the heart of the self, the heart of the journey, the heart of the illusion in which each finds itself at this time. Each seeker, as a portion of the one creator, has within it that, shall we say, homing device that is awakened at the proper time for each seeker, that reminds each, as it was planned aforetime, that this is the time to begin that conscious journey of seeking for truth. And so each takes the first step upon a journey which, in truth, has never ended, shall not end in the foreseeable future, and which shall grow more fruitful and abundant as time and experience accumulate. Before asking for a further query, we shall allow this instrument to work the recording devices. We shall pause briefly, and we are those quote. I am Kwok, and am again with this instrument. May we ask if there is another query at this time?
In thinking about building materials for a metaphysical road, would I be on the right track, looking at the archetypes of the spirit, faith, will, hope, the creation, the world, the lightning struck tower.
I am cruel, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. Indeed, we feel that you have mentioned those qualities which are central to any seeker's journey and to the road into the fourth density, as it has been called this day. For in truth, the faith which each seeker expresses as further steps are taken upon the journey of seeking is matched by the will which each seeker also expresses as the perseverance is called upon to continue the journey of faith. Indeed, these two are the rod and the staff which bring great comfort to the seeker as it moves through what your holy works has called the valley of the shadow of death. For upon this journey, there are many tests, shall we say, the ordeals by which the seeker's desire to continue is burnished, is tempered, is made stronger by the testing. And as one exercises the faith that there is a journey to make and a goal to reach, a grail from which to drink, if you will, then it must be matched by the will to continue and to pass these tests that the daily round of activities will bring to each. For it is by such testing that one is able to measure the metal. It is by this testing that which seems to be negative at first glance that you are able to build the metaphysical muscles, shall we say. It is such exercise of faith and will that makes you stronger as metaphysical beings. It is your intentions, your desire, that have strength, that have power in the spiritual world. For indeed there, thoughts are things. And it is by the way you think, the attitude that is your, shall we say, fingerprint in the metaphysical sense, that you are able to do work in consciousness, that you are able to change consciousness in the magical sense, that you are able to access deeper portions of the subconscious mind and bring them forth into consciousness, that they there may find a room, a reach into which they might have effect in your daily life. And that indeed you begin to change yourself as you continue this journey. A continual movement from one image of yourself to another, so that you are a new and risen being moving into the fourth density of love and compassion. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you. Thanks very much.
I am quoted. Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there a final query at this time?
I would like to ask if the electromagnetic field balancing energy work that I have been doing is, in your opinion, a good way to serve others? Or if possibly there's a better way that I could be of more service to others?
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my sister. We do not, as a regular means, care to judge another entity's efforts, for we see each entity making the greatest possible effort in its personal life each moment that that life is lived. However, in this instance, we may comment in a general sense and suggest that that which you do in the way of magnetic healing has great benefit for those with whom you share this work. And we encourage that which you do, that you will be able in your future to expand upon this work, as each entity will expand upon all efforts that are made. This is the nature of growth. To begin at a point, to assess the situation, to gather information, to make choices as to how to proceed with or without fear, to learn how to drop fear, to enhance that which was begun, to add unto it, to alter. This is your path. This is the path of each seeker of truth. And we support each effort that is made at this time by those who intend to serve others. For it is your intention that is your strength, your power, and your direction. At this time, we feel that we have spoken a relatively reasonable length of time. We are aware that the one known as Carla is frequently concerned that we speak overly long, and we do not wish to make each sit in uncomfortable positions for a too long a period of your time. We thank each for inviting our presence this day. We bless each. We tell you now that there are many within the realms of what you call your heaven worlds that rejoice at the gatherings of entities such as this that occur all over your planet for the purpose of seeking and sharing the love and the light of the one creator with each other, and to go forth then into the daily round of activities to take that with you and share there with those who perhaps share not so consciously but who appreciate that which you share of your love and your understanding. We are known to you as those of Quoth. We lead each now in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Adonai.